You gotta get up. Y'all gotta get up. We starting off high. We gonna finish high. Cause God did what He saved us and brought us here safely this morning. And we're gonna have a great time in the Lord. So again, good morning, and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Amen. Amen. I greet you all today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Thanks for joining us all on this first Sunday of August, where we're streaming live from the great city of Philadelphia, PA, where our elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Let's say amen for our pastor. Yes, yes, that great man of God. So we're going to start off this morning with our scripture, okay? And then we're going to go into prayer. And then we're going to be blessed by a sermonic selection by our sister Leah Reed. And then we're going to be at the great part of the service, which is going to be the sermon, all right? Amen, amen. So first, let's turn to Isaiah 61, verse 1. That's Isaiah 61, verse 1. Hallelujah. Good tidings of salvation. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God, it feels so good to be here today, and I just want to start off with thanking God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Father God in heaven, we come before you today, God. We're giving you honor, Lord, and we give you praise, God. God, we just want to bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for our life, Lord. We thank you for your son, Lord. We thank you for the blood, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, God, we thank you for the strength that you give us to run this crazy, crazy thing we call life, God. God, we just want to thank you this morning for all these things. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. God, we ask you to bless the ones that are on their way, God. We're asking you to bless the ones from house to house, from state to state, God. We're asking you this to cover them right now, Father God. God, give us the strength that we need to get through this life, God. God, we are a people in the need of you, Father God. We cast all our fears, God, upon and laid upon your feet, Father God. God, you are true and true and living God. Oh, yes, God, we pray as a people that this thing that we call life, that you take it over, God. Hallelujah. And that you lead us the way that you want us to be led, God. Oh, yeah, God. We are here, God, and we release our best gifts, God. We're here calling you, crying out from the tabernacle, God. Yes, God, we thank you for our pastor this morning, God. We thank you for that, his life, God. We thank you for his family, God. And God, we thank you for his penmanship, God. We thank you for the word that you give our shepherd, God, for his people, God. God, we thank you for his life. And God, we ask you to bless him this morning, that he brings a good word, a good, great word for you, God, and for his people. God, we thank you. We thank you for what's about tomorrow, and we thank you about what is yet to come, God. And all these things we pray in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Woo. It is nothing like praying to God with your eyes closed and the church is like halfway empty. And then when you open it, it's like full. So this is amazing. God is good. I'm so glad you all made it out this morning. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. We are now going to be blessed by the beautiful angel, I call her. She is a singing angel, and that's our sister Leah Reed. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We do bless the name of the Lord. We are so grateful for all that the Lord has done. And hallelujah, he is truly able. When we think about things that can certainly happen in our lives, as we turn things over to him, he does more. He does exceedingly and abundantly above that we could ask or think. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you, in you. God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. He's able. Hallelujah! Yes! Yes, he is! Oh, he's able. Oh, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Oh, don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. He's able. Oh, God is able to do just what he said he would do. Oh, he's gonna fulfill. Don't give up on God, because he won't, give up on you. He's able. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Oh, don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Oh, don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. He's able. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. For God is able to do just what he said he would do. Thank you, Lord. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. He's able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He's able. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Oh, bless your name. If you believe he's able, stand on your feet. Hallelujah. and give God the glory. Praise Him. He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. God, yeah. He's able. Woo! He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Oh, God is able. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Whew. That was good. Thank you, Sister Leah. Thank you so much for that song. Woo, hallelujah. He is able. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, now we're getting ready for great part of the service, which is the Word of God. How many of you guys have been watching the Olympics? You guys been watching Olympics? Y'all see my girl Simone? Y'all check her out? That's a bad sister. Man, my aunt sent me an article for this morning. I saw it, and they were talking about, you know, how many goals she won and all that good stuff, and they're calling her the GOAT. The GOAT. She went off that boat 12.9 feet or whatever that was. They said 7 goats high. Awesome. Awesome. And GOAT stands for the greatest Olympian of all time. Now, Pastor Ford, we're not going to call him a GOAT, but he definitely is one of the greatest speakers, preachers of all time. And I can say that as a witness growing up with him and knowing him all his life, but what he is to me in, as far as family, is something different, but the anointing that is on his life. How many of you love your pastor? Because I love my pastor. But most important, I love my God for giving us a pastor like Jonathan Ford. So yes, let's give praise and give honor to the great man of God. Like I said, he's not the GOAT, the great Olympian, but he is the great man of God that will come and bring his word. And we're going to bless him this morning. And everyone, let's give him a warm welcome. Let God bless Pastor Ford. Amen.
Not the greatest of all time, but just a regular old goat. And I've actually been called worse than a goat. So just so the record's straight, that's the, you know. So I thank God for Kim, because it's not often you can get praise of any sort. But thank God for each and every one of you. What I want to do now is I want to go into our communion. So I'm going to ask those who are serving today that they prepare themselves, that they might come, that we might have our scripture reading, that we might have our confession of faith, and then we might have our prayer of consecration over the sacraments and the elements that have been provided, after which we'll bring the word of God and we'll incorporate it into the communion service.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. I'll be reading 1 Corinthians 11, verse 18 through the 34th verse. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, the Lord Jesus. On the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. This is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. Amen.
Good morning. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Father God, we bow our heads right now. Lord, we thank you for one more day, one more Sunday to celebrate you. For you said, do this in remembrance of me. So Lord, right now, we ask as we humbly take communion, we ask that you transform this juice into the wine representing your blood that was sacrificed. And take this wafer and transform it into representing your body broken for our sakes. Lord, we thank you for the blood that was shed and your body stretched on the cross, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you paid the ultimate price that we couldn't pay, Lord. And I thank you for that right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I ask that you search our hearts right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be with us now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
And with that, you may be seated.
I am going to ask that you prepare your communion elements, because we are going to utilize them during the course of the sermon. So if you have them, just get them ready. If you have that. This morning, we're going to be in the Gospel of St. Mark, the 14th chapter. I'm going to invite you to turn there with me. I'm going to look at Mark's account of the Lord's Supper. It's Mark, the 14th chapter, verses 22 through and including 26. There is nothing more exemplary of the intimacy of the relationship between Christ and his disciples, and by extension, the church at large, than the communion service. And that simple evening meal, he explains God's plan and purpose of salvation and our hope for all eternity. There in Mark, the 14th chapter, verse 22, it says, as they were eating, Jesus took bread. He blessed and broke it and gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. It is during Jesus' Last Supper meal that he transformed the Passover of the Old Covenant into the Lord's Supper, what we call communion of the New Covenant, thereby creating a new memorial feast to remember God's deliverance from sin, even as he had delivered the Israelites out of bondage in Egypt. And again, Mark 14:22, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, he blessed and broke it, and gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. The unleavened bread symbolized the severing of the Israelites from the old life in Egypt. It represented a separation from worldliness, sin, and false religion, and the beginning of a new life of holiness and godliness. From then on, the Lord's Supper, the bread would symbolize Christ's body, which he sacrificed for the salvation of all men. You've been with us over the last couple of months. I've been preaching from a series called Betrayal. We looked at the Passion of Christ and how throughout that week he was betrayed over and over and over again. Oftentimes when we think of betrayal, we limit it to just Judas. But as our account has showed, there were more people than just Judas who denied Jesus. Yes, Judas is the main perpetrator, if you will. Jesus said, as they were eating the Passover, said that tonight one of you will betray me. And Mark tells us that to a man, they said, Lord, is it I? They weren't even sure themselves. They said, Lord, is it I? He said, the one that dips will be the one that betrays. And it was Judas that dipped with him, who then left the evening meal, left the Passover, going out to do, as Jesus said, as it was predicted of him to do. But then after that, he also said, tonight you guys will be scattered because of me. Basically, he said, after tonight, he said, all of you guys going to leave. And they just... Lord, first you're saying we're going to betray you. Now we're saying you're all going to leave us. And it was Peter who gave voice to the 11 and said, Lord, not I. Peter, who being confident in himself, right, overconfident, if you will, said, Lord, I can't speak for them, but I will never leave you, right? Jesus said, before the night is over, right? Not next week, not next month, he said, before the night is over, before the rooster crows twice before the morning sunrise, you will have denied me, not once, not twice, but three times. And what amazes me about the Passover, about the Lord's Supper, is that Jesus knew these things in advance. He already knew Judas would betray him. He already knew that Peter would deny him. That's why he told him, because he knew it was going to happen. He was already aware that the 11 would fall back and leave him at the very time he needed them the most. But in spite of knowing their failings, their shortcomings, their disappointments that they would cause in him, Mark tells us that he what? Took bread. That's the sermon, y'all. There's nothing more. We're not going to dance and spin around it. But you got to understand, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that even as Christ knew the shortcomings and failings of his own disciples, so he does of you and I. And in spite of what he knows about us, in spite of what he can predict in our future, he says to us, take, eat. This is my body. That is the kind of God we serve. That is the kind of Savior we have. That in spite of our overconfidence, our lack of confidence, our obedience, our disobedience, he still says to us, that as often as you do this, he said, every time you come together for the communion, he said, take the bread. He said, take, eat. This is my body given for you. So every time we come to the communion table, to the table of fellowship, to the table of salvation, when we remember what he did for us, in spite of what we have failed to do for him, he says, take, eat. In spite of what we have promised to do, but have gone back on, Christ says, what? Take, eat. Take, eat. That I'm going to still, knowing what I know about you, I'm still going to put my body up on the cross, so that you and I might share fellowship both now and forever. And so even as Christ said to his disciples, so I say to you, Jesus took bread on the night that he was betrayed. He blessed it, even as he was blessed. He broke it, even as his body was broken. And he gave it to his disciples and said, eat ye all of it. Mark then tells us that he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they drank from it. And he said to them, this is my body of the new covenant, which is shed for many. The shedding of blood in a sacrifice was always God's requirement in establishing any covenant, Old or New Testament. Here, Christ's blood needed to be shed for the remission of sins for all who believe in him, both Jew and Gentile. Christ's death is available for everybody, right? Not just Jews, not just Gentiles, but all who will believe in and accept Christ as their personal Savior, He died for you. Right? Hebrews 9:22 tells us that according to the law, all things are purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. Not only did He give His body, but He also shed His blood. He shed His blood so that we would not have to shed our blood. Knowing that our blood would not satisfy the judgment required by God on humanity's sins. So God did for us what only God could have done for us. No man servant, no male servant, no prophet, no one could come and be a worthy sacrifice for your sins or for mine, save Christ Himself. And so every time we come around the Lord's table and we hear that He took the cup and after blessing and giving thanks, He gave to His disciples and said, "Drink ye all of it." Verse 25 and 26, in conclusion, He said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This served as an assurance to them and to us of Jesus's return and His establishment of His earthly millennial kingdom. It implies that the communion service will continue to be observed in the millennium kingdom as a memorial to the cross of Christ. The communion service, coupled with the promise of Christ that He says, "Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom." That is our promise that He's coming back for us. That He is waiting patiently. He's waiting for the instructions of His Father. He's waiting for the perfect fulfillment of all things in God's plan. That He will gather us together again. Not in our separate churches, not around separate communion traditions, but in the kingdom of God. That city, that new Jerusalem, which we hope for and long for and look toward, Jesus said it's going to be on that day when we're all gathered together in the kingdom of God. He said, then we'll have communion. That's when I will join in the celebration. That's when the Lamb of God will be present in our midst. And all that we have hoped for, all that we have longed for, will be fulfilled in the kingdom of our Savior and in our Christ. So in our communion service, while we look back at what it represents under the old covenant and the Passover for the Israelites, we also look forward to what it represents for the new believer, the Christian, whether they be Jew or Gentile, male or female, black or white. It represents for us a coming day. And that day is when Christ will join us for communion in the kingdom of God. Amen. If you got it, say, "I got it." Shall we all stand? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed and holy is your name. Lord, we thank you for the communion service. We thank you for the sacredness that it represents to us, the believer. We thank you for the hope that we have in our hearts and in our minds and in our spirit and in our bodies that one day you'll finally join us and we'll celebrate communion, not only with each other as we have done throughout history, but we'll finally be able to celebrate it with both the Father and the Lamb of God in our midst. And what a day it'll be. What a joyous occasion it'll be. And we'll finally lay hold to the hope of our salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would keep us against that day. In spite of our failings, in spite of our shortcomings, our faults and our failures. Thank you so much for giving us your body. In spite of our disobedience, in spite of our going forward only to go backward, thank you for shedding your blood. In spite of our betrayal, in spite of our denial of you, you never gave up on us. You gave your life for us that we could have the hope that the communion service represents. And so I just pray, Lord, keep us against that day according to your word and by the power of your own spirit. When we fall, falter, stand up strong in the life of the believer everywhere. This is my prayer. And we thank you for the hope we have in the word of God. All of God's people say amen, amen, amen again. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. If you're here this Sunday morning and you desire prayer, the Bible tells us to call for the elders of the church that they might be able to pray for you. Bring me the oil. If you're here this Sunday and like to have prayer, or whatever the need or issue may be in your life, we stand ready to pray for you. We stand ready to pray with you. One of the elements of the communion service is our time of fellowship. Not just in victory and not just in power of the blood of Jesus, but we stand in fellowship in our troubles, in our tough places, and in the hard things of life. It's great to know that God is with us, but God is with us through each other. It's when you come and you offer your hands that I see the bloodied hands of Christ. It's when you come to my aid and to my rescue that I see the nail prints in his, that's when I see the real crucified Savior. As you now offer your body, as you now offer your blood, not for the saving of your house or for your prayer, but for my life. And that's what we do when we give prayer. Is that we give Christ in a tangible way that people can see, touch, and feel, even as the disciples did then, so the world can do now. Why? Because it's unto us that he gave what? The ministry of reconciliation. We go on Christ's behalf. We go on Christ's stead. The greatest thing that we can do for anybody is offer the gift of prayer. Because in so doing, we release the power of God. And so here today, before I conclude, if you're here and you desire prayer, I invite you to come at this time.
Forgiveness. Was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come.
The name of the Father,
the Lord,
Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
The Father.
The hand of the Lord be upon you now. All that he's promised, God's going to do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, she belongs to you. Hallelujah, handmaiden of God. Hallelujah, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, release. Hallelujah, even now. Hallelujah. Everything, everything, everything you have planned for her. Everything you have stored for her. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I declare the victory now. Yes, by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do for her, in her, and through her, according to your word, your predestined purpose. Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the life represented here. Thank you for the lives represented here. Her children, her grandchildren especially. Father, give the strength needed. Give the encouragement needed. God, to stick with you. The race is not to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the... Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, stretch out your hand. Stretch out the arm of God. Hallelujah, tonight. God are about on every side. Strengthen and encourage her in Jesus' name. You declare that in weakness, your strength works best. Prove yourself even now. This day and in the days ahead. Christ's name. For his glory and for his sake. Amen.
Arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus.
Name of the Father,
Christ,
of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
The altar, the
in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet. Father, I ask that you stretch out your arm. I pray that the hand of the Lord would be upon her now. Father, bless her hands. Bless her from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet. Strengthen her legs. Strengthen her knees, her ankles. Above all, God, strengthen her heart. Even as you prayed for Peter, pray now for her that her faith fail not. Hallelujah, in the days, weeks, months ahead. God, use her for your glory. Hallelujah. Bless her according to your own word. Bless her according to the promises of God. Hallelujah. Those things that you have in store for her. God, let her see the fulfillment of all things in this life and in the life to come. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. For his sake and his glory alone. Amen.
Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to
mighty man of God.
Altar, the Father,
the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Forgiveness,
Lord, we thank you for this young man. We thank you that his life is hid in Christ. Thank you for the precious jewel that he is. Thank you for the hidden glory that rests in his life. And Father, I just pray now that in the days ahead, God, begin to reveal your glory. Begin to move and compass him about on every side. Begin to do internally and externally the great exploits that I see and sense in his life. Father, we pray against the enemy today. God, we pray that you would lift up a standard against him now. Satan, keep your hands off him. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, put a hedge all around him. God, allow him to fulfill all that you've promised. All that you have in store for his life. Give him courage. Give him great boldness in the spirit. Father, I pray that you give him a love for the word of God, that therein he could find his purpose and place in your kingdom. Blessing keep him, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
The altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was offered.
And the Holy
precious blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Father, release your oil. Pour fresh oil on her head. Let it fall and let it anoint her hands. Let it go down and anoint her feet. Bless everything that she sets her heart and her mind to do. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God. She belongs to you. Hallelujah to God. Cause her to see, to know, to realize. Hallelujah. How precious she is in the sight of God. Hallelujah. I thank you. Thank you for her gift. Hallelujah. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That rest on her. Holy Spirit, I pray now. Stir the gifts of God. Hallelujah. Hidden in this vessel. Stir the gifts of God. Possessed in this frame. Cause this world to be blessed because of what God has given to her. Bless her and keep her, her family, her marriage, all those connected to her. Cause her to be blessed by the light of her love. In Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.
The precious blood of Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father,
the altar,
of the Son,
the Father,
and of the Holy Ghost. Mighty man of God. That's who he is, Lord. That's who he is in your kingdom. That's who he is in your plan and your purpose. And I thank you for him. Oh my God, I thank you for the hunger that is in his heart. Thank you for the curiosity that is in his spirit. Father, I pray now that you begin to reveal yourself to him in the secret place. Hallelujah, in the dark hours of the night, the wee hours of the morning. God, begin to reveal yourself to him, not through the voice of your preacher, not through the counsel of friends or loved ones. Hallelujah, but by your own spirit, Lord. Cause him to become you've already declared that he shall be. Hallelujah to God. Lord Jesus, I need you to watch over him. I need you to keep him. Hallelujah. Cover him by your blood. Keep him safe wherever he goes. By your spirit. Draw him closer and closer. And closer to you. Many will be saved by his life and his light. Lord, help him to shine bright. Glory to God. Help him to shine bright. The light of your Son. The glory of the Lamb of God. Bless all that he sets his heart and mind to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, come to the altar.
The name of the Father,
arms are open
of the Son,
forgiveness,
the Holy Ghost,
was bought with
Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this life. Thank you for this light that she is in the world. Father, I pray that you would bless her now. Pray that you would strengthen her now. Pray that you would encourage her now. Cause her latter days to be her better days. Hallelujah to God. God, do miracles in her life. Reveal yourself in a powerful way, God. Bless her heart, her mind. Bless her whole body, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming Savior and King. Amen.
Amen.
Name of the Father, of the Son, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Father, comfort her with the comfort that only God can give. Pray that you would strengthen her in the midnight hour. Pray that you would lift up her arms. Pray that you would encourage her heart. Let her run and not be weary. Let her walk and not faint. And let the glory of God fall upon her now. Yes, let your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your glory fall. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Your glory, Lord. Your glory, Lord. That's what she needs. That's what she longs for. Hallelujah to God. Release your glory, God. Hallelujah. Crown of her head. Hallelujah. Soles of her feet, God. Let your glory, hallelujah, fall. Let your glory be manifested in her life.
The author, the Father, God.
She belongs to you. Her life is hid in Christ. Bring everything that you promised, Lord, to pass in her life, both now and in the days to come. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. We give you the thanksgiving. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, release your glory. Hallelujah. Release your glory. Hallelujah. Let the glory fall. Hallelujah. Your glory. Your glory. Hallelujah. Even now. Even now. Precious in the sight of God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for her, God. Thank you for her gifts. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for her life. Consecrate her now. Set her aside for your exclusive use. Do great wonders. Do marvelous miracles in the life of this vessel of God. Handmaid of God. God, release your glory in her. Not only in her life, but the life of her family. Cause her to radiate and to shine brightly with the glory of God. We pray and ask it in Jesus' name. For his sake and his glory alone. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah to God. We thank you. Hallelujah to God. We praise you. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. God, release your glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Release your glory. That's what I want. Hallelujah, I want the glory of God in my, glory to God. Release your glory. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Let your glory fall. Hallelujah, let your glory fall. Hallelujah to God. In the latter house. In the latter days. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I need. I need the glory of God. Hallelujah. I've tried every other thing. I've tried every other person. But now I realize I need God's glory. That's what my life is missing. That's what my life is asking of. I need the glory. I need the glory. Let your glory fall. Her life, let your glory fall. The life of the church, let your glory fall and be manifested in this life and in the life that is to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank God for all of you. Come on, give the Lord. Come on. You're here. Come on. Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Now, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. If that's the best praise you can give him, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. After all that the Lord has done for you, give him your best praise. Give him your best praise. Lord, I thank you and I give you the glory. God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Woo! Yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you for communion. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your blood. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. Woo! Come on, give him your best, Taylor. Come on. Let's go out rejoicing. Let's go out praising God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let it fall fresh. Let it fall in my life. Let it fall on my family. Let it fall on my finances. I give you the praise.
Oh, let's give him a praise. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Oh, yeah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Woo. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, yeah, God, I thank you. My tears, God, they're tears of joy. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Oh, I thank you. Oh, yes, God. Oh, I thank you. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. Hey, our John Mitchell is back in the house. Amen. All the way from Japan. Yes, yes. God, thank God for you. And when you got on that organ, I said, oh, John Mitchell's back. Amen, amen. And I thank God for his life. And I thank God for protecting him. And I thank God for his parents, you know, and giving them the strength and letting him go. You know, that's a hard thing to do, let your child go out the country. But God protected him and delivered him back to us safely, and we are truly, truly grateful for that. Amen. We are now going to transition, and we're going to get right into one of the great things, and that's giving. Okay? Everybody likes giving. Everybody say, let's give. Amen, amen. And we're going to have the beautiful Deaconess Shanita Scott come before us, and she's going to take us to the offering throne. Amen. You good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Amen.
All righty. Good morning to the Taylor's Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylorstabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor's Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Or Venmo at taylor-tabernacle-6309. For those who are gathered in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door. One for your tithes and offerings and one for the preacher. The goat, as Kim says. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. And to be a blessing to our pastor, you could do it through Cash App or Venmo. Cash App, money sign Pastor Jonathan Ford, or Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministries. Now we have our announcements by our Sister Alex.
Pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit that subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has had the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 a.m. in person for corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 o'clock a.m. Wednesday nights, prayer and Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. via Google Meet. Sunday school is from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sunday. Don't forget Pastor Ford's YLE challenge. So that's your kids bringing a friend, a peer, anyone to Sunday school service. There are prizes and awards, so amen. Farmers Market has been changed to September 21st, 12 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. We're looking for vendors. If you need a vendor application, please reach out to Sister Cassandra McCoy. What's your announcement? We also have on August 18th, everybody say baptism! We'll be having our baptism service on August 18th. And if you're interested in being baptized, we're asking you to see our deacon, Todd McCoy. And if he is unavailable, you can see any other minister or deacon that is available in the church. Amen. I'm now going to call up our brother Khalil, who's going to give our announcement for our special day of joy service. Amen.
I'm sorry. We're going to have our Day of Joy of August 24th. It's going to start at noon. So far, we have a couple of praise and worship leaders, a rapper is coming out, and a praise dancer. So we're really excited for this. We're also going to have a cookout afterwards. So I please invite all of your friends, all of your kids and their friends to come out and just worship God with us. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And on August 25th, is our back to school Sunday. Everybody say back to school. That is the Sunday where we celebrate our youth, all youth, whether you are participating in the Celeste Williams application scholarship ceremony, or even if you're just coming out to check us out, we celebrate all our young people. And we definitely want to invite everyone out on that day on August 25th. And that'll be during our 10 a.m. worship service. This year's Celeste scholarship topic is, let me pull this up so I can say it exactly how it is. If God approached you and asked, what would you say or do to help build my kingdom? What would your response be? Okay. I'm going to repeat that for all my young people. Gabe, Josh, Logan, Jackson, Jacob, all my other ones, Asada. Am I pronouncing that right? Asada. Amen. If God approached you and asked, Bryson, what would you say or do to help build my kingdom? What would your response be? Okay? All right? So we got that, young people? Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. And also, can I get a drum roll? Can I get some music, Don Mitchell? Special announcement, guest speaker for our Back to School Sunday. All the way from New York, we're going to have the great Jordan Samuel Ford come in the house. He's going to be bringing the word. He's going to be speaking to our young people on August 25th. That was a nice surprise, wasn't it? Yeah. But thank God for that. So we're excited. We're asking everyone to bring, all my young people, bring at least one or two persons with you. Okay? Bring at least one or two persons with you. And whoever brings the most with them, Pastor got a nice surprise. Now, I just put him on the spot. So just letting y'all know that. The pastor has a nice surprise for you. But that's what we do. We evangelize, right, Sister Keisha? We want to invite and bring out, but we want to pack the house out, not only on our Joy Day service, but we also want to pack it out on our back to school Sunday. We'll have some nice gifts for all of the young folks, for all our young people, 12th grade and under. We'll have something for all of them. So we're asking you to please, please bring someone, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord. I'm excited. I'm excited for our young people. They're doing great things. They're doing really, really great things. And I'm just really excited watching them grow. And I know all of you are excited. Even the ones that have surpassed us, you know, and have surpassed them, the ones that are going out, you know, Shanita, Courtney, Tyrone, Raymond, I'm going way back. They're old now. So I'll go a little bit down. Look, Khalil, Christina. We got Jessica and John Mitchell. And we got Renee. Renee's doing great things up in Maryland at the great Morgan State University. That's my alumni. So, yes, yes, but God is so good. God is so good. And they're just doing great things, Jordan. All of them. We're asking that you, you know, we're asking all of them to come back as well. And you guys be a great support to our young people. Okay? It's great seeing them, Deanna and Robert. It's great seeing all of them, how what they're doing in the church and outside of God. God has blessed them. God has really blessed our young life experience kids. How about that? It's amazing. It's amazing. And I know all of you that have been here over the years have witnessed and seen it. And God, and he's not finished yet. He's only just begun. I believe that. So I'm asking everyone to come out and be a great support, to our Jordan. We're looking forward to definitely hearing from him and hearing the word that he's going to bring to our young people. So I'm asking you guys to pack the house out. You know, let's do him proud as he's coming back visiting from New York. So now I'm going to turn the service back into the hands of our pastor. He's going to close out with an announcement and the benediction. All right? Amen.
Shall we stand? Once again, I just want to thank you for being so faithful in your attendance, so faithful in your attention. The Bible encourages us to give more earnest heed to the things of God. And as we celebrate and congratulate all of our young people, I do want to thank God for Brother Rob. What a help he is to me as my aide. Thank God for him. Thank God for him, the great service that he provides to me. With all hearts and minds clear, shall we look to the Lord now and to him who alone is able to present us faultless before the Heavenly Father and the host of heavenly angels. Lord, give us the courage and strength to live holy and to walk godly and upright before you. Help us to do and say those things that bring glory and honor to your name. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. All of God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen again. God bless you, Taylor. God bless you, Taylor, joining us online. We'll see you next Sunday.